Out lots of love, lots of light, and lots of light. We are excited about the possibilities and potentials of this exciting, exhilarating time that we're in. And tonight we have Abednego L, who's going to lead us out tonight. We have my good friend and colleague and business partner, Mr. Leon Cafele, who's going to come and talk to us. And we have, of course, the perennial Ross Ian Nathaniel Dawkins. And we are excited tonight. So, Abednego L, I saw you come in. I hope you have the Holy Ghost. If you don't, I have to find you and unmute you, because I think I saw you come in, but I don't know if you use the right code or not. Let's see if I can. There he is. Yeah, he's on mute. Use the wrong code. But we got you. Come on, brother.
Hey, good evening, Bishop, and to everybody in the royal room, I say good evening. Blessing to be here and in our studies tonight, and I'm not going to talk too long. But what I want to deal with is basically the constellation, the planets, the solar system, astrology in the Bible as to how we connect with the solar system, and what part does the characters in our Holy Bible, our King James Bible, they play a very important role with our studies of our Bible. And the Bible says, as it is above, so below. As it is below, so above. And most of us, especially, I'm a Baptist preacher, and we've been taught basically all of our lives not to look up. And we've been trained as a people not to look up and within. And we got to learn to look up, because the first language that was ever written for the entire planet was first written in the sky. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. Now, from the start of the book of Genesis, I see the beginning. He reminds us from the very beginning that the solar system is the diamond medallion around God's neck. He don't wear a cross, but he wears the universe, the equinox, the solar system, the constellation, the seven planets. He put his word in the solar system, in the sky, first, before he put it anywhere else. He put it in the solar system. He put it in the stars. And then he put it in the scroll. Then he put it on stones. Then he put it in your heart and in your head, which means that he put it in your soul. But we're going to understand God, and when God moves, we're going to understand God's clock, God's calendar, and God's compass. You must be able to understand God in the sky. Astrology is all right there in your Bible. Every character that you read about, from the King James Version of your Bible, from Genesis, Adam, all the way to John, the Revelator, every character in that Bible is written in the constellation. All of them. It's simply astrology in the Bible. Maserah, the zodiacs, they are all allegories that are hiding in our Bibles. Luke, Genesis 1:4, I told you about that. Job said in Job 38:31, who can bind the sweet influences of Pleiades? That's in the sky. Who can bring Maserah into his season? That's in the sky. Who can loose the bands of Orion? Job haven't answered that question yet. But in these days and time, God has given us the answer to that question. And the answer is nobody. Can't nobody touch it. It's a part of God's plan. Astrology, written in your Bible. We have days, which is 24 hours. You have a year, which is 365 days. Then you have the great year, which is ages, which runs from 2,160 years to 2,400 years. Every 2,400 years, you go through what is called a cycle, a procession, which lasts 25,920 years. We go around the sun anti-clockwise every 365 days. And the day is also anti-clockwise, which means that the sun really don't rise in the east. The sun really don't move. The earth moves. The stars are also moving from east to west. It's all like one big river moving from east to west, and everything is moving right on time, because it's a clock, it's a calendar, it's a compass, the luminous, the moon, and the sun, they're all moving to the west. But with what is known as the great year, those very same stars, they possess and they travel from west to east. They go backwards. Once a year, they all move backwards real slow. And that puts us in three, what you call, fundamental solar system cycles. And we see this every year. The sun is never more than 17-degree angle from the width band of the Aphidius belt, which is really King Arthur's table, the round table, the circuit of Galilee. That's what Jesus goes into. All sacred scripture is actually sealed with seven seals, the seven levels of interpretation. The sun is the giver of three things: life, love, and light. In the Greek is Eleusis, Eleus, which means ale. You will find that ale will pop up everywhere. You got Israel, you got Angel, Evangel, Chapel, Noel, Daniel, Gabriel. That ale, E-L, is everywhere because it's Eleus, the sun. It is the science of the sun. You see, the first Christians, they were called Hellenistics, the Gnostics, which means sun, which means that planets are really particles that produce waves. And the sun always stays in the zodiac Cancer for 30 days, and then it moves to Leo, and then it moves to Virgo, and then Saturn. And Saturn always produces a wave frequency every 229 and a half days, because the sun is a representative of the sun. And this same process of the oil rising up through the colostrum and penetrating the pineal gland, that is a process that takes place in my body, your body, everybody on this planet body, every 29 and a half days. Your body produces a new seed. Jupiter, every year, it sends out a puff every 12 years. Jesus was what? 12 years old when he went into the temple. When you know the solar system, my brothers and sisters, you understand really why Jesus really stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. And all the 40s in the Bible are in astrology. March, the month of March, the month that we're in right at this very moment, it always starts the cycle. You see, March used to be called Primus, which means first. And most of you, I know our children have, you ever watched the movie Optimus Prime? The movie come from astrology, which means that March has always been the first. March is the right ascension, your right cerebrum, the airway, the opening. Even the head of the human being, it starts in March. What an amazing process that everything that happens in the constellation, it also happens in our body. We are connected to everything that's in the solar system.
So are you telling me that in order to understand the Bible, we have to understand astrology and understand the precession of the equinox and understand the interplanetary motive of the nebula, and that I have to understand I'm hearing you say to me that all of the characters in the Bible are actually cosmological and astrological entities. Am I hearing you say that?
That's what I'm saying, Bishop. That is what I'm saying. For instance, you take Noah. Now, the story of Noah can actually prove it, because the Bible said that the water persisted on the ground for 150 days. That's 5 months. And when you look into the solar system, into the constellation, the same process happens in the constellation. Because Noah, he is the water man, but he's also the winter man. The winter is still here at this very moment because Noah is still riding on the water. He's trying to make his land from Virgo to Aries, which is his 5 months. He's the winter man. He's the water man. He's Aquarius. In the Bible, when it talks about the scorpion that persecuted man for 5 months, Moses is riding the water for 5 months. That's Moses. That scorpion persecuting man for 5 months is in the winter, because Noah, who is Aquarius, has only 5 months to rule, but the son Leo, he got 7 months to rule.
So what you're telling me is that the 5 months of the scorpion sting, people, in the Revelation chapter 9, is actually Scorpio.
Yes,
sir. It will last for 5 months to Aquarius.
That's it.
Am I hearing you right?
You hear me right.
So if I locate this in the constellations, which are fixed, the ancient ancestors wrote these stories to help us to understand a precession and a process going on above us. And then they put it into this book we call, this is why we can't throw this Bible away, because you're pointing out something here to me now that I didn't know. That 150 days that we see Noah riding the water are the 150 days, or 5 times 3, 5 months times 30 days.
Is 150.
Is 150.
And it's right there in the Bible.
How accurate is that? How do we contest that? How do we challenge that? How do we change that? So what I'm asking you, Abednego L., that is a process that I can locate factually that happens every year. And you're telling me about the solstice, the fall equinox, and the winter solstice. And you're telling me something about the equinox of spring, what we call,
yes,
the spring equinox, or what we call Aries, when the sun passes over the equator. Did I hear you say that that is the head?
Yes, sir.
Could you tell us how that plays itself out in the Bible? Because it seems
well,
to me...
Because Aries is the ram. And the ram is Abraham. You got the Ra. You see, the 7 months from September is Aries the ram, which is Ra-Ra, which is where you get Abram from. And remember, he killed the ram in the bush. And Ra is the head, and everything starts at the head. That's when all your feasts, your 7 feasts, your Jewish holidays, and all of these other nations who have all these holy days, they either in Aries, Pisces, which is March, or they either in September. They use the constellation for their clock.
So they are basing these feasts on the procession and the energies that are hitting or coming to our planet based upon the sun. Constellation is behind the sun. For an example, in the spring equinox, the constellation of Aries is behind the sun, baptizing the sun, sending that particular energy to our planet, which causes a reaction. And you're telling me Ra. When you said Ra, my mind started to jump. I thought about Sarah. I thought about Libra. I thought about all of the words that have Ra in it, including April. Because Ray, Ra, Ra are all symbols of Ra. So what you have really just told me, Abraham, you have just told me, Resh in Hebrew, the letter R, Resh, means head. I know that because I know the Hebrew language and alphabet. So you're telling me that the constellations, or this starts at Ra, and that is the meaning of Abraham. We've located Abraham in the constellation.
Yes. You were.
What about Sarah and Libra?
They are in there too. Well, you'll find Ra, Abraham, and you'll find Noah in the constellation. Crooked in you will find any of their bones or that boat. That's why they haven't never found that big old boat. Now, boat that was supposed to be the size of 3 football fields, I know somebody can locate that damn boat. But the reason you can't locate that boat is because you haven't looked up in the constellation. The boat is in the solar system, plus the boat, because the river is in you, and the boat is also in you. Abraham,
so,
Ra is means elevated. Ra means the head, and Ra sits on the 4 quarters of the constellation, which means Ra is the head of every religion on planet Earth.
I was just about to ask you about Ramadan.
Well, Ramadan, which means the head. What a Muslim Jewish holiday, which happened September the 23rd. And
Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So, but now, it Rosh Hashanah, Ramadan, Ra, you, and now you're telling me Abraham, Sarah, Libra, all of these Ra's, April is A, that's Abraham, A-P-R-I, and L. So I'm looking at Isis, Ra, and L again in the name or in the month of April.
Yeah,
I do know that April is a cardinal sign, which means word cardinal comes from the Latin word, which means door. So a portal is open there, or vortex, or door. And I do know that there are four cardinal points, April, and then in June, September, and December. So those are doorways or openings to our planet for energies at these times. And what I hear, I think I hear you telling me, is that someone came along and switched the script on us and made these wonderful astrological bodies people.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Someone made these. And let me just say, the Old Testament points us to what's happening above us, and the New Testament points us to what's happening inside of us. Let me say that another way. The Old Testament shows us as above. The New Testament shows us as below. The process that's going on above us is in the Old Testament. Because the children of Israel, now I'm understanding why they position themselves according to the constellations in the Old Testament. The 12 tribes of Israel represent the 12 tribes of the 12 constellations in the sky.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Am I correct?
That's correct, because we come from Adam, which is Atom, A-T-O-M, and then you got Atom, A-T-U-M, which is an Egyptian terminology for healing and enlightenment. So, like you said, you got Abram, and the R in the middle of Abram is Rish. See, all this, the Bible said in Matthew 28, said the story that the Jews supposedly told about what happened to the body of Jesus, said they said somebody stole him, and the book said that the Jews have kept that word until this day. The Bible said that. Now, who can steal Jesus? A man can be healed. I mean, you got this savior of the world and a monument nowhere across America. Dr. King all around America. Ain't a monument of Jesus nowhere in America. We got the blue-eyed white boy with the blonde hair, the rosy cheek, manicured fingernails on the walls and the houses. But where's his monument?
Where is his tomb?
Where is Mary? King Tut got a tombstone. Where is Jesus?
So now I'm understanding that the Old Testament again points me to the characters or the bodies, the luminous bodies or the luminary bodies of astrology above me. Now, we could get into quite a bit here. We can talk about quite a bit here in this discussion. But,
yes.
But the New Testament tells me about what's happening in me, and the Old Testament tells me what's happening above me. And so if I can understand, for those of you who have biblical knowledge, and know this story. I don't want to leave you devastated, because this could devastate some people. This could actually send you into shock. If you know the stories of Samson, of Abraham, matter of fact, I believe in the New Testament in Galatians 4 and 24, it says that Abraham, Sarah, Hagar, Isaac, and Ishmael are allegories. Now, what is an allegory? An allegory is something that is told to represent something else metaphorically, or a metaphor, or a fictitious character in a story that has to do with a principle. So if the Bible tells us in Galatians 4 and 24 that Abraham is an allegory, then he's simply the symbol of something that is a substance. So the actual person, Abraham, is not a sword, but he's a symbol.
Wow.
Uh-oh. So those of you who know that story, don't be devastated. Don't be overcome. Because we see Israel. We see Abraham. We see Sarah, Ramadan, Rosh Hashanah. We see Ray, Roy, Royale, Roger. All of these names rest. Those names that begin with an R. An R means head. And the name Ra is incontestably, incontrovertibly, undisputably, indisputably. Factually, Ra comes out of Kemet, out of Egypt. So again, we say, all of what we know in our Bible, and I'm stepping on it now because we don't have much time because we can bring into a blood moon. And there are those who have been hiding this knowledge from us for quite some time. And they have been basing their activities on the procession of these equinoctial bodies and these luminous bodies and keeping us locked into a religious allegory story while they are controlling us by dumbing us down to the very energies. And now it's time for us to talk about these energies so that we can shake the shackles and loose the band and break the stranglehold of how they are manipulating the energies and the forces of nature, which the Egyptians or the people of Kemet taught us. And they hid and stole, burned the books, so that they could manipulate us and suppress this information that you're getting tonight. This is a shock to many people. People are going to listen to this call. And they're going to say, oh, they have really done it now. They have gone off the deep end. But listen, people, we don't have time. We're in a cosmological event. People who have been using these energies for centuries to keep us in the dark have been using these energies to manipulate and enslave the world. As you understand these energies that we're talking about, and understand this process that we're talking about above you and in you, there is your liberation to loose the allegory, the metaphor, the dark thing. Paul, the Apostle Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. Apocalypse simply means mystery. Apocalypse means something that is there, but it's covered. So it's the uncovering of something. It's not necessarily the apocalyptic meaning that we've been told that something devastating or disastrous is about to happen. It simply means the pulling away, the revealing, the unveiling, the pulling back. And now what we have now, and it's going to be like a light that's very, very bright that can blind our eyes because we've been in the dark for so long. But what I wanted to say to you, nonetheless, the facts are there. We could go systemically, we could go systematically, we could go step by step and show you every part, every parcel, every piece of the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 constellations. We could show you the precession of the sun. We can show all of this to you in the Old Testament as a process that's happening above you and as a process that's going on above your head. And we can also show you that the New Testament shows you a process that's happening in you. And I'll cite one thing. The word Christ, which also comes out of Kemet, K-R-S-T, Christ, comes out of Kemet. In the Greek, when the Greek Hellenists came into, when the Greeks came into Egypt, and they began to learn this wisdom from the priests, the professors there in the temples, universities, and they began to matriculate, and they began to get this knowledge, and they began to teach it. They have a word called Christos, or in the Greek, actually, is Christos. Christos, K-H, Christos, Christos. When you look up that word simply means oil. Oil, like Crisco oil. Some of you cook with it. That's what it really means. Christo, Christ. So Christ is oil. Well, there's a wonderful oil that is produced in the colostrum of the brain that goes down the spinal cord to all of your body. And this oil, the Christos, Christ, according to Colossians 1 and 26, this is a mystery, a sacred secret. Christ is in you. The oil is in you. So just to point out, as above, so below, as it is above, so is the Christ in you. The oil is in you. And we don't have time to get into all of that tonight. We have some other people on here that are going to come and going to talk Abednego Hill. I wish we had 3 hours to deal with this tonight. It is so much info. There is so much information to cover, to talk about the cardinal points, to talk about the zodiacs, to talk about, as you said, zodiacs. And most people, let me give you some redemption here.
False
because
race.
You used a word. You used a word tonight. You used the word Maserat.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the book of Job, which is Job 38, and I believe somewhere around verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
38 and 32, you use the term Maserat. Most people that go to church don't know that that means the zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that that is a word that simply means the zodiac. And so here you have on the lips of the Creator in this text, and the reason I'm mentioning this is because you know yourself. We were told never to look at the zodiac. Never. If you did, the devil was going to get you. But here's what they didn't tell us.
But don't he talk about in Job 9, too, don't he, Bishop?
9 and 9, correct. 9 and
mm-hmm.
9. 9 and 9. So we have a few more minutes here before we do some other things. Yeah, my partner, I don't know if he's on. Leon, let's see if I can find him in the room here. I didn't even acknowledge Elijah tonight. I got so excited about what we were doing.
Hey, Elijah, how you, baby?
I don't know if she's in the room or not.
She
better be careful
there.
Calling her baby now.
Well.
Is she there? It doesn't look like she's here. Wait a minute. No, I don't see her there. I'm looking for Ross. Ross has the host code number. And I'm looking for Leon here and my partner here. I'm searching the board, and I'm kind of looking for him here. Still don't see him.
Abednego, I'm here. I had myself muted.
Hey, Elijah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good to hear your voice.
Same. Likewise, hon. Thank you.
I'm looking for 212. I'm looking for Washington, D.C. 212. Can you help me find the 212 there? You see a 212 in here? If it's not, we're going to keep going because we're still on the air. I tell you what, since we're still on the air, I don't know if Ross got in. He said he
Q&A session started.
On the move. I don't know if he's there or not, but he does have the host code, so he knows how to come in. So we're going to open up the Q&A for those of you who want to get into this discussion right now. In the BBS radio audience, you can do so by calling 712-775-7085. The access code is 568-788-POUND. You can call in and get into this heated discussion tonight about this allegory story. I think I just see Ross. Did I just see Ross pop in? Is that you? I'll know his voice if he talks. Ross, okay. No, that's Elijah. Okay, you can get into the queue by pressing *61. Get into this heated discussion. There's much, much more we could discuss tonight. in terms of the Passover that's coming, the blood moons that are coming. Let me say something about the blood moons while we are waiting for this. This is a time when the blood moons will fall on one of those feast days that we talked about in the Bible. Now, we've pointed out to you that these feast days are based upon this astrological procession and the energies that come to the earth, a time of when the earth is charged, a time when the earth goes into the solstice, the winter solstice, and goes into the cold depths of death, or if you will, the evil. But now we're entering into the spring when the electro energies of the sun are going to beam and impregnate the earth, and spring is going to come forth, and the earth is going to be impregnated, and blooms and blossoms and buds are going to begin to pop out in the earth and sprout out in the earth, because it's a time of resurrection. The earth is coming up out of evil, coming up out of the darkness. It's been there for three entire months in the grip of evil, in the negative womb. But now it's getting ready to be positive. We're passing over the equinox, 706. Someone is there. I believe I know who that is. I wasn't paying attention, so I'll stop right there. All right, 706, your mic is open.
Thank y'all very much. The brother did a very, very good job breaking down the astrological and astronomy-wise variations from that Bible. Y'all bring it on the heat as usual. And what I want to ask is, you said the New Testament is dealing with your inner you, and the Old Testament was dealing with the outer version, as above, so below, as within, so without. I'm trying to figure out, one thing is that dealing with the snake and the cobra consuming the other cobra, was that a, what was the process behind that? Was that an actual event, or was that metaphysical also?
What snake are you speaking of?
When Aaron consumed when they had the cobras, King Cobras, they Aaron Cobra consumed the snake of the Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, was that a Kundalini aspect of them talking? Or did they? Was that
exactly?
A...
Exactly. Uh-huh. What you have there? Of course, you have Moses and Aaron, and well, actually, it was Moses' rod that consumed the rods of the magicians of Egypt, which is a symbolic. You have two dragons or two serpents in the sky. I'm not looking at my book right now, but you have a constellation of Draconis, and that is the dragon, or that is in the sky. And there's also the other serpent that reaches for the crown, the Akara, the crown. So you have two serpents there, and one swallows the other. So that is something that happens above you. Now, as far as that happening inside of you, we can locate it in the stars and in the constellations, but we can also locate that inside of us in the Caduceus, because it's two serpents, remember? Going around the spinal cord or going around the pole, and they have wings, and they stop right at the pineal gland or the optic thalamus. So you have the Caduceus. So there you have your two serpents. And in the New Testament, in John 3:14, as we said last week, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must Christ, the oil, Christos, be lifted up. Jesus Christ, the seed, Jesus is the seed that is formed in the solar plexus every 29 and a half days, that's raised by the oil, the Christos, up the spinal cord to the optic thalamus, where it is smeared, and it stays there for 3 days, smeared. And then it is it ignites the pineal gland after 3 days being smeared on the optic thalamus gland in the brain. Okay? And once it hits the pineal gland, as it has come through the seven chakras, being intensified by a certain number or a certain degree, each chakra, when it gets to the pneumogastric nerve, which is the vagus nerve, that hits the medulla oblongata, where the nerves cross there from the pineal and pituitary gland, that is crucifixion. That seed that is born, that is raised by the Christos, the Christ, and placed on the optic thalamus is intensified 1,000 times. It becomes intensified to 144,000. So the 144,000 is not the Jehovah's Witness or the Mormons or anybody. The 144,000 is the intensity of the vibrational increase of your frequency, of your energy as it is raised, the seed is raised by the oil through the seven chakras to the optic thalamus, which is the light of the world, smeared there and then placed on the pineal gland. 144,000 is in you, it is not out of you. And it happens because of the serpent you just mentioned. And that takes us into something else, but I hope I wasn't too long with that answer.
Nah, you was blowing me away, and that's saying a lot right there. But it lets you know that the powers to be or these, they actually know what's going on and setting this stuff up, because just like when you broke down Crisco, we grew up with that stuff in the house, even though I grew up in a conscious family from, you know, my grandfather and everybody else. But we still had Crisco, and that was the yellow stuff that people use as grease. I mean, what are the odds of that? That oil being passed on down all them years. So you got a group of people that know this kind of knowledge, and it just showed you, like in the movie The End of Days or The End of Times with Arnold Schwarzenegger, when they showed the Pope and them mapping, charting out the stars, waiting for this certain star to pass through, and they knew that was a certain type of entity or whatever that was coming within this Earth realm. So, yeah, I mean, you're dealing with some real high technology, and I really appreciate and got to make that event coming up on the Blood Moon. And
speaking of that, I hate to interrupt everyone, but Khalif, could you please, we only have a couple more minutes before we switch over from BBS. Could you please go over the event, the Blood Moon event and all that, and tell people on the BBS radio side how they can sign up and all of that?
Well, why don't you do it? You're talking. Go ahead. We need to hear your voice.
So much better, sir.
Go ahead. Come on, sweetheart. You go ahead and tell them about the event.
I don't want to.
Oh, you don't want to. Okay, well, we
I'm
won't push you.
No.
Well, on April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we do have a macabre Bright Brain Blood Moon activation that we have planned just for you. We have a very special vortex that we have discovered there in the heartland of the Delta of Mississippi, where the richest soil in the continental USA resides. And it resides there for a very special reason, because the grid lines, ley lines, are very strong there. We have located a vortex to help you to activate your right brain, without which you will not be able to raise the vibrations of your temple to get to the right side that we're talking about, to activate, some of you saw the movie Lucy, activate the right brain cells, which are going to be necessary to make this ascension. Now, what is happening in the ascension? Our planet is speeding up. Its rotation is speeding up in unbelievable speeds. As it is speeding up, it is expanding. It's becoming a star. Those who are on this planet and do not raise their vibrations to keep up with the speed will be bumped by the moon to the third, fourth, second, and first dimensions. If you bump to the first dimension as a plant life, you will spend the next two 6,160,000 years on the first dimension. If you are bumped to the third, or you stay on the third, or the second dimension, you will have to spend 216,000 years as a pig. This is technology that they've been using on us now. I'm getting back into teaching and not talking about the event, but we have this event scheduled to help you to open up your right brain so that you can make this ascension that we are having. It's April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We have some things lined up. Dr. Asa Hapi, Aladia, others will be there to help us. Abednego L., Anthony says he's going to be there. We're going to have a great time to help you to open up your macabre right brain activation to increase the vibrations in your. Now, you can register by going to stage2omega.com. Stage2omega.com. There you will find information. Just go to stage2omega.com, and you will find out how to register. Thank you. I think I'm out of time. Let's play this music.
We can play the music now.
Go ahead, play it. You feel like doing that?
Yeah.
Stop laughing at me. You're making me feel silly.
Time to give them the number to switch over to our regular show.
Okay. We still have time, isn't it?
Yeah, give them the number so that they can dial in over here when we leave BBS. You got 1 minute.
Okay. My clock says 5:51. Says I'm 58. I have 8 minutes. I kind of got tangled eyed there and crossed up there for a moment. The number is 712-775-7085. You can call in, and the access code is 568-788-POUND. Now, if you want to come in the queue, I see you, Anthony. You're still there. Your mic is still open if you have any further questions or comments. Always a pleasure to hear your voice, man.
Thank you. It almost sounds to me almost like, well, let me put it this way. The ancient ones dealing with Asaru or Haru or some of, I guess those are the most popular ones. What would you say they kind of powers to be if they was today in this present form? What would you say they would? Well, it would be like Lucy or something like that.
Well, you know, we are in a binary star system again now. Follow this closely. And as Sirius, which is the mother, Isis, of our son, Horus, or Ra, okay? As we get closer to that star system, we are moving in a clockwise fashion, both our sun pulling our solar system closer to Sirius, which is moving in a clockwise fashion, which is going to form, when they get close, a sort of vesica pieces, or if you know that shape. When they get really, really close, and there's an equinox there in this vesica pieces, they're going to be so close that we pass over this equinox. We come up out of the Iron Age, out of the Bronze Age, to the Silver Age, to the Golden Age. Now, each one of those ages are based upon the frequencies or the intensity of these energies, which increases our lifespan depending on which age we're in, bronze, iron, bronze, silver, or gold. We're moving toward the Golden Age, where life is almost indefinite. It just goes on and on and on. In the Bible, we see the story of Adam living 930 years. Methuselah, 969 years, living 1,000 years. That is based upon the age that they were in. Now we've moved away from that star system, and we fell down into the Dark Ages, into the Iron Age, and the lifespan is 70 years, and by reason of strength, 80 years. And that's all based upon the energies that we are experiencing. Now, as we move closer, this is just a fact, as we move closer to our mother star, Sirius, or Isis, life expectancy and the lifespan increases because we're moving up into ascension. Now, unfortunately, again, all of us won't make this trip. Some of us won't make it because we will not allow ourselves to release the illusions and delusions that these people have given us. You know that they are falling apart at the seams because they're doing everything they can to keep their system in place, but it's falling apart. Government's falling apart. The economy's falling apart. They're doing everything that they can to hold us in the darkness as far as this knowledge is concerned, but it's getting out more and more and more. People are talking about it. People are becoming conscious. And the more we become conscious, the more we speed up this planet and we speed up the process. Now, everyone will not be able to go. Now, here's what those of you who are listening to me, you've got to be careful of this. Your emotional attachment to people whose consciousness are still low, and they want to hold you in this dimension, and you are emotionally attached to these people, your loved ones, and some of them knowingly, some of them unknowingly, unwittingly, are playing on, because they are not conscious, they are operating from the lower consciousness, and I could get into the brains down there, in the lower consciousness, because you have four brains in your body. And they are not trying to go to ascend with you. And some of us, not me, are going to be emotionally attached to these loved ones who are locked in lower consciousness, who will not come out of the deception. I need to say to you, they will be okay. It's just going to take 2,160,000 years, 216,000 years, or 21,600 years, or if they get on the fourth dimension, which is a holding dimension, 2,160 years, which is the time that the sun stays in one sign. So they will either be bumped to the plant kingdom in the first dimension, animal kingdom in the second dimension, or they will stay in the third dimension where we are, but bumped by the moon to another planet, but they have to get off this rock. Bumped by the moon to another planet in the third dimension where the cycle is 21,600 years, or every 26,000 years, 25,920 to be exact. That's the third dimension. That's where we've been. So I'll stop right there and see if there are any questions.